Hello and welcome to The Unseen Cook, and we're back unseen in my kitchen. And on a day like today when it's freezing cold outside, I thought what better way to warm up than with a curry. Hello, and I am The Unseen Cook, and it's been a while since I was here, hasn't it? But that's okay, I'm back now with lots of new recipes and lots of new ideas. And I thought I would start with one for a really cold day like today. I thought I would start out with a curry. Now, I've never personally understood the idea of having a curry that's so hot that you can't actually taste it, but some people like them. Other people like mild curries and medium curries and chicken curries and lamb curries, and the possibilities are kind of endless, really. I like curries that have a lot of taste. And in my opinion, there's no better curry for taste than a Thai green chicken curry. So that's what I'm going to make. Now, in the past, whenever I've made curries, I've always used paste out of a jar. And I will start here by saying that there's absolutely nothing wrong with using jar pastes. They're very versatile and they're easy to use. But I came across a recipe for a paste, and so I thought I would give it a try, and the results were actually phenomenal. It was a really, really tasty curry, and so I thought that I would recreate it here. So what we'll do is we'll pop through to the kitchen and I'll show you how it's done. Right, so what am I going to do with to start with? I'm going to make the curry paste. I'll add by saying I've never made curry paste before. I usually buy it in jars, but for this time I thought I'd give it a shot. So what I've got here is I've got a couple of shallots, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to peel those. I've got some root ginger, rather large piece of root ginger. I'm just going to peel that. And then I also have some garlic, quite a decent amount of garlic. Few cloves, 4 or 5 cloves of garlic. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to roughly chop all that. Not finely, because I'm going to put it in a food processor, but just into smaller pieces. So you're bringing out the flavours. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop these into a food processor. Now, I have a small food processor attachment on my blender, and I'm going to use that because the big food processor attachment on my big food processor is too big. And the small one's too small, so this one's a great in between. Pop those in there. Next, what I have is I have some lemongrass stalks. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to trim those, you chop the ends. And now the outside of lemongrass has leaves, so you're going to trim those off. Just peel that off. Then I'm just going to cut those up small. And then what I have is some green bird's eye chilies. So what I'm going to do with those, I'm just going to trim those. I've got little stalks on. Trim that, that. And the awesome thing about these is you don't have to de-seed them. That being said, they are rather spicy. Right, and now what I have some coriander. I'm just going to throw in a handful of that. Stalks and all. And then last, some ground cumin. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop the lid on that. I'm going to attach the blender attachment. I'm going to whiz this up now. It's all really finely chopped. So to add to that then, I need some fish sauce. Now I will point out at this stage that I didn't have any fish sauce. So if you don't have fish sauce, you can use normal soy sauce. Or for a slightly better result, you can use a mixture of soy sauce and rice vinegar. Just mix that together in a jug, and I'm going to pop that in there. Again, blitz it all up together. And there you have a paste. So, I'm not going to cook with this just yet, so I'm just going to take that and I'm going to pop it into a bowl. I'm going to cook with it, but not just yet. Now, you tend to find that the curry paste you buy in jars usually has some liquid with it, and I only presume that that is to kind of keep it fresher.
This has little fluid. It has the fish sauce, which brings it all together. But other than that, it's all just ingredients. It is also worth bearing in mind at this point that if you're handling chilies and you've got any cuts on your fingers, then you will pay the price. Right, so what I'm going to do next is I'm going to cut up the chicken, and I've got chicken thighs here. I like chicken thighs because they're kind of meatier than chicken breast. Chicken breast can sort of dry out a little bit, whereas thighs kind of hold their fluid. They're very tender and they're very juicy. So I'm going to chop those into, well, cut those into smallish pieces. Right, now what I've got here is a sauce, and I'm just going to pop some oil into that. Like that. Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop the chicken in there. Move that around a bit. So the main thing about chicken thighs is they cook down a bit more than chicken breast. What they also do is they release their juices more, so when you're cooking them they stay a lot more succulent. Right, now while that cooks, I'm just going to put the boil of the kettle. Boil this now, so I'm going to finish boiling. Right, now that's partially cooked, so what I'm going to do is turn that down and then I'm going to lift it out with a slotted spoon. Right, so now I've done that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my curry paste that I made earlier and I'm going to put that into this pan, stir that all around, and then while that's cooking I'm just going to quickly pop the hob on the back on with some water to cook, to make some rice. Now what I'm also going to do is I'm going to add a little bit of sugar into this, because it'll take a little bit of the heat away. Not a huge amount, just about half a teaspoonful. Right, so that's been cooking for about 5 minutes, so those flavours should be nicely infused. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to add a tin of coconut milk. And you want light coconut milk. Normal coconut milk is nice enough, but it's quite dense. And then I'm going to add some boiling water. And then I'm going to crumble in a chicken stock cube. And stir that because you want it to reduce a little bit. You're going to mix the stock cube in. And meanwhile, my water is boiling. So I'm going to throw in some rice into there. And then I'm going to cover that. You can add some salt if you want, but the curry mixture will make the rice nice and flavoursome. Right, that's thickened a bit now, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to pop my chicken that I cooked earlier back into this pan. I'm going to simmer that for about 5 minutes until it's cooked through. I'm also going to pop in some lime leaves and just add a bit of flavour. Now what I'm going to do now is I'm going to throw in here some frozen peas. You can use mange tout if you want, but I don't particularly like mange tout, so I'll use frozen peas instead. I'm just going to check on my rice. My rice cooks ever so quickly. Once it starts to cook, it does cook quite quickly. Really. This one's still got quite a bit of fluid with it, so not yet. Now, just before I serve this, what I've got here is some basil. And I'm just going to tear that out. You can chop it or you can tear it small. Right, so the rice is cooked. What I'm going to do is switch that off. And then I'm going to serve that. And while I do, we'll just have a quick recap.
To make Thai green chicken curry, for the curry paste, roughly chop 4 cloves of garlic, 2 shallots, and 1 3-centimetre piece of root ginger and place in a food processor. Remove the outer leaves from 2 lemongrass stalks, then add these to the processor with 4 bird's eye chilies trimmed, half a bunch of coriander including stalks, and 1 teaspoon of cumin. Blitz until the ingredients are finely chopped, then add 2 tablespoons of fish sauce, or 1 tablespoon of soy sauce and 1 tablespoon of rice vinegar and blitz again. To make the curry, slice the chicken thighs into approximately 2 centimeter strips. Heat some oil in a pan and cook the chicken until it begins to turn golden, approximately 5 minutes. Remove to a plate, add the curry paste to the pan and cook for approximately 5 minutes, stirring occasionally. Add 200 milliliters of boiling water, 400 milliliters of light coconut milk, crumble in 1 chicken stock cube and add 6 lime leaves. Bring to the boil and simmer for approximately 10 minutes or until slightly reduced. Next, add the chicken to the pan, turn the heat down to low and cook for approximately 5 minutes or until the chicken is cooked through. Add the mange tout if using, or peas, and cook for a further 2 minutes. Season with salt and freshly ground black pepper, stir in some chopped basil and serve with steamed rice.
That's Thai green chicken curry and rice, and steamed.